discussing the ideas in Ashrei. Finish up. Chanun v'rachum Hashem erech apayim u'gochosa. Before, in the beginning through we the idea is that we are recipients of, we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in back of everything that happens in this world, and it's He controls everything. And a person, when a person, the normal human response, when gets, a person is overwhelmed by something, is to talk about it. And therefore, Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a very problematic idea. Because Pasuk says, "L'chod dumiyo tehila." Tomorrow, in the beginning of the fifth parak of Bracha, said, "Someone began diving to the keil hagodol hagiva v'hanora," and he kept going all a bunch of shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After he finished, he kept going, and he asked, "Did you finish everything?" Because if you have shabbat a specific person, shabbat a specific person. So I can talk about as this smiley, as this smiley. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so overwhelming, sometimes you should be struck with silence about it. On the other hand, when you confront different aspects, you want to talk about it. So you say, Dolo Doi Shabach Masel. This has been, I'm not the first person. Even though it's a Bigodo Hashem, Ligduloso in Cheke. What does it mean, Ligduloso in Cheke? That his greatness is something that we can never, is so vast, something we can never really understand. And therefore we should be struck with silence. But Dol Deutsch Habach Masach was the idea. Okay. And people talk about his Gvura. His Nora, awe-inspiring, his miracles. But then, beginning with Zion, Zecher Atuchi Abil, we talk about something else. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs this world with different midos. The main midah that he runs this world with is midas ha-chesed. This tov, v'tzikot chiyaraneinu. Zecher Rav Tuvcha Yabir, the mention of the great Tov that HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Tzikosla and your Tzidkis. Tzidkis means two things. Tov means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created human beings with different human needs. So, but he always gives us the place how we can fulfill those needs. I have a body, it needs this for food and that food, and the food's available for me, etc., etc., etc. So the Rav Tuvcha, the tremendous amount of Tov we have to express. Vitzikoscha, Tzedek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu means he's Ne'amon. He fulfills everything that he told us he fulfilled. So tzaddik, tzaddik hadin, he does everything correctly and properly. He fulfills his promises to us. Here we talked about his tov. And now we talk about Chanun Rachum Hashem. Erech HaPayim Ugdochos. We move into a different thing. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world, there's Chanun and Rachum. The things we get that are free gifts. We don't even deserve them. What's the difference between a Chanun and a Rachum? When we say that Hatov kilo cholu rachamecha, Mahamarachim kilo samu chasidach, there's chesed and rachim. One is a total free gift. The other is not a free gift. It is, if you look at my balance and my mitzvahs and my averus. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu should balance out one way. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives tremendous extra weight to the plus, and therefore that outbalances the minus. And because he is Tovak Shem Lakov Rachamov Al Kol Ma'asav. Now, when we say Lakov, Rambam says, what does Ma'asav mean? Rambam has a very, is bothered by this. On the one hand, Rambam writes, everything we do is a result of Tzar Onish. Something good happens to me, it's a result of Tzar Onish. Something bad happens to me, it's a result of Tzar Onish. Nothing happens in this world that's random. Nothing's random. Everything is a result of Tzar Onish. Hashgach HaPratis is one total expression of Tzar Onish. Because of that, question is, is there Hashgach HaPratis when you come to animals? Tzchar V'Onesh is a result of free will, which is a byproduct of the fact that I have a neshama, Tzelem Elokim. Animals don't have a Tzelem Elokim, they don't have a neshama, and therefore they don't have free will. So there's no Tzchar V'Onesh. No Tzchar V'Onesh. So does it mean there's no Hashgach HaPratis? Rambam says what it says, V'rachamov al kol ma'asav. He explains Rachmim to all, everything. So, how do you square the two? Ram says, there is no Hashgacha Pratis when it comes to an individual dog, individual cat, individual mouse, individual ant, etc. There is Hashgacha Pratis on the Kimamin. Kadosh Baruch created a world where ants are necessary for this world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that ants continue in this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that dogs and cats are necessary to this world. And because of that, he'll make sure that dogs and cats continue, even though there's no Hashgach HaPratis, an individual dog, cat, ant, or cockroach. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them for a purpose and deals Rachmim Al Kol Ma'asav, including the animal kingdom. Kol Ma'asav, anything that is created. Yoduch Hashem Kol Ma'asecha, Chasidecho Yoruchucha. There are two levels. There's Ma'asecha and Chasidecha. If you take a look at the end of Hallel, what do we say? Baruch Hashem Elokim Kol Ma'asecha V'Chasidecha Tzadikim Osei Ritzonecha Cho'am Chaveis Yisrael. All of creation, everything you've made, will give you praise, and the Chasidim, Tzadikim, Osei Ritzonecha will also give Barina Yodu Vivoruch Vishar Vivor. It means everyone prays HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the closer you are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chasidecha, Tzadikim, Osei Ritzonecha, the closer you are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you have the insight and the Havana that and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and what we need from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the life. So, Barinu Yodu V'Yavaruch Hu. And that's the same thing here, we say. Yoducho, that's general praise. Chazidecho, and the people. Also means the Fnimish Rasadin. Use every opportunity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They go up the next level of bracha. What is it? Kvod machusu yomeru v'osar yardaberu v'hodial v'odun v'rotso v'kvod hada machusu. There are two purposes to shevach. One is the shevach I do as an individual. A person is emotionally overwhelmed when he recognizes everything he receives from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That should be an automatic stimulus to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's something else. Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, under the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem, why is Avram an Ohev? The nature of an Ohev is he loves something. He wants to share that love with other people. He wants to talk about that love because he's preoccupied with that love. There are people who love sports. So what do they want to talk about? They sports. If you love Torah, all you want to talk about is Torah. And he says, Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a person to talk about it and share it with others, try to get other people to love the same thing. Avram Avinu was an Ohev, Avraham Ohavi. And therefore, he went around Vayikra B'Shem Hashem, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. Here, we say that there are two levels of praise. For Machusi Yomeru, Vosi Yedemeru. But there is, they'll talk about it, they'll talk strongly about it. But the all of the Gvura HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's included in all the Nisim, we have to teach it to people so they realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is controlling the world. As a result of that, they'll come to understand Kvod Hadar Malchusa. The glory of Shiva's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus in this world, that he runs everything down to the finest detail. This finishes Asher.